Over 90 countries have promised to ban cluster bombs, whose mini explosives often fail to explode and then lie like landmines for years. But campaigners say it's the banks now driving the trade, with financial institutions showing few qualms about funding the world's weapons makers. RT's Laura Emmett's got that story tonight.
This is what cluster bombs do, killing and maiming indiscriminately and hard to detect. They open mid-air and scatter hundreds of smaller explosives over a wide area. They can then remain dormant for years, eventually striking innocent civilians as they go about their daily lives.
One bomb can cover, you know, a couple of football fields in one shot, and then so many of them fail to explode. So you end up with basically fields of landmines that can remain for decades, killing and injuring people long after the conflict.
Despite global calls for a ban, banks continue pumping billions into manufacturers of cluster munitions, including two of Britain's biggest names. HSBC has underwritten $665 million of bonds for Textron, the US firm which claims its products leave a clear battlefield. Barclays Bank lent $222 million, as well as funding Lockheed Martin. While nations sign up to a convention to outlaw clusters, lenders are dodging the detail.
The convention itself does not explicitly ban investments in cluster munitions. It does, however, contain one prohibition on assistance on production. We feel very strongly that assistance on production means investing. If you invest in a company, you facilitate and you assist the production of these deadly weapons.
Britain's not alone. Citigroup and Deutsche Bank have loaned more than $1 billion between them. Campaigners say if their everyday customers knew where their money was going, they'd be furious.
They have customers worldwide who have given their trust in these companies, and we feel that it's up to these banks to end this involvement, because these customers don't want their money to be invested in these producers of cluster munitions.
This protest demanded answers from London's banks. Only Barclays responded, touting its anti-cluster policy, but admitting it lent money to Textron as a broad-based weapons manufacturer. 90 countries committed to banning clusters by next year, but only a quarter have so far made it law. The US hasn't even signed up. But although lawmakers may be in charge, it's banks that hold the keys to the cash. And campaigners say until they work together, there's little to stop the trade in gruesome, horrific death. Laura Emmett, RT, London.